The voice of Dylan Thomas brought him almost as much fame as his poems. It throbbed out of 200 or so radio programmes over the years, and became inseparable from the printed word. When he was still a schoolboy in the 1920s, he made a name for himself in his hometown of Swansea as an actor in amateur productions. A quality of Welshness ran through his speech. But the way he spoke to an audience was often exaggerated, as if his life was one long performance, which in a sense it was. As a young poet, scraping a living in London, he seized every chance to appear on radio. There weren't many to begin with. The first recording of him in action that has survived is from October the 18th, 1938, when the national programme of the BBC broadcast an item called The Modern Muse. It was a few days before his 24th birthday, and the trademark voice was still being developed. Other poets in the programme included W. H. Auden and Louis MacNeice. Thomas read The Hand That Signed the Paper, which came from his book of 25 poems. Listeners in 1938 might have suspected that he had a modern dictator in mind, a Hitler or a Mussolini.
The hand that signed the paper felled a city. Five sovereign fingers taxed the breath, doubled the globe of dead, and halved a country. These five kings did a king to death. The mighty hand leads to a sloping shoulder. The finger joints are cramped with chalk. A goose's quill has put an end to murder that put an end to talk. The hand that signed the treaty bred the